Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian. The recently concluded Central Economic Work Conference also noted that China's economy has achieved a recovery with solid progress made in high-quality development in 2023. Our reporters have spoken to five economists from leading financial institutions to get their take on the conference and the signals it sent. Our reporter Zhang Shixuan spoke to Wang Dan, the chief economist at Hang Seng Bank China.
What signal have you received from the just concluded Central Economic Work Conference? Is stimulus going to be effective in getting back the country's economic momentum?
The previous meetings, including the Politburo meeting, has sent out a signal that the government will implement a bigger stimulus in 2024 than the past 2 years. This is quite necessary for many of the domestic producers. They're trying to find new markets, not just domestic markets, but also overseas market. Their production capacity has exceeded what Chinese mainland market can absorb. So there is a need to find new projects, new markets, to basically use up their production capacity.
How important is this year's Central Economic Work Conference given the headwinds faced by the Chinese economy at the moment?
We're looking to the new GDP target in the Central Work Economic Conference. It will be quite essential for business community to make their plan for the next year, because this year the investment mood is quite tamed. But next year, many people expect a turnaround. The biggest problem for Chinese economy is still a lack of confidence. It's not just for consumers, but also investors. And that means for the GDP target in 2024, it has to be a little bit more ambitious than just based on fundamentals. So we're expecting more government-led projects, especially in the new energy industry, supply chain, and water projects in Central and Western China, city renovation projects. So a lot of the fiscal expansion has to take place. And for domestic consumers, they're expecting faster income growth, and that depends on the job market security. In order to achieve that, we also need the government to take a more relaxed stance in both monetary policy and fiscal policy. So the Central Economic Work Conference is the foundation for business community, and also it can significantly improve the market sentiment.
How do you view the economic situation this year in China?
2023 is indeed a year of deep adjustment, and we have seen this real turnaround for consumer market, because last year the base was too low. So just by a natural rebound in consumer market, we have seen a 7 to 8% growth in retail market for most of Chinese cities. And when we look at the GDP growth for different sectors, it is quite uplifting, but there is a gap between the macro data and micro perception. The main reason for that is that this year's growth was still mostly driven by government projects, and that is mostly turned into stock building, capital formation, as well as manufacturing investment. Those things don't necessarily turn into people's income, and that's why on the micro level, a lot of the individuals feel that their wage hasn't grown as fast as before. I would say this year, the official target will be met without a doubt. And the 5% GDP target, there's no doubt we can achieve that. But in the months to come, there has to be more targeted measures trying to improve the quality of life, and that includes income growth as well as job security.